From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. Now that The Hunger Games has killed off the competition for spring box office, Hollywood is amping up for summer. We'll get the Batman finale, the Spider-Man reboot, new animated heroes from Pixar and Disney, and comedies from Will Ferrell, Adam Sandler, and Ben Stiller. Or maybe not. Fox will likely hold back the release of Stiller's Neighborhood Watch due to current events. Whatever happens, Garen Daly is here to preview some of the films that won't likely break box office records. Just a few solid movies with fine performances. And Garen Daly is film consultant for Zeotrope Media with a few recommended films for grown-ups. Hi, Garen.
Hi, Virginia.
Well, let's make sure we have established films for grown-ups, not adult movies.
Right. Actually, there seems to be a lot of sex, especially older sex. I mean, I get the feeling that now that the baby boomers are getting older and they're directing films, they want to talk about their sex life because that's all they do want to talk about is themselves. And there are a bunch of films out there. There is the Lawrence Kasdan film, Darling Companion, which has a very frisky couple that are in their 60s. There's also the Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. It's one of the hits that's going to be on everyone's art house list to see this year. It's very good.
Let's hear just a clip from it. This is Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. Here's Bill Nighy trying to be gallant with Dame Judi Dench. The phone in her room at this ramshackle hotel in what, Jaipur?
Jaipur.
India? Jaipur, India, is not working.
Have you tried jiggling it about a bit?
Yes, I did that.
Ah, there you are. Good as new.
Really?
No, of course not. Now, would you like me to not fix that chair? Because I can almost certainly do that.
Okay, so now we know that people older than Megan Fox actually do think about sex.
Virginia, that is so 2010. We're talking
sorry.
Brooklyn Decker now.
Okay, Brooklyn Decker. Well, all right. So speaking of senior citizens with some bad associations for people, I loved Midnight in Paris. That was Woody Allen's love letter to that city last year. This year, he's on to Rome.
Unfortunately, I think Midnight in Paris might be an aberration. The early buzz on To Rome with Love is that it is not as good. He's put himself back inside the movie.
Right, he's playing himself again.
He's playing himself again, and I think that's a mistake. He's much better when he gets a surrogate at this stage of his career. Even in Midnight in Paris, I found some of the old shticks. The in-laws are nasty.
Right.
The wife is a drag. These are all Woody Allen shticks that have been going on forever and ever and ever. I'd like to see something a little new. Unlike someone like Clint Eastwood, who does always do something a little new and different, even though he's got themes in his movies, Woody Allen needs to really brush up a little bit.
Well, there's another film by an auteur who has a style all his own. This is about really, really young love. First love, in fact. Here's a clip from the trailer of Wes Anderson's Moonrise Kingdom.
Dear Suzy, here's my plan.
Dear Sam, my answer is yes.
Dear Suzy, one.
Dear Sam, where?
Dear Suzy, walk 400 yards due north from your house to the dirt path which has not got any name on it. Turn right and follow to the end. I will meet you in the meadow.
Who's missing? Shukuski, you in there? Jiminy Cricket, he flew the coop.
You can just imagine, you know, a Wes Anderson film. It all looks like it's filmed in Instagram, you know, with that 1970s kind of ochre color.
Well, let's just set it up. First of all, this takes place in New England, 1960s. It was actually shot in Newport. And it's about a young couple in their tweens, I think, who fall in love with each other and decide that they want to start their lives together. And, of course, he's got his complete coterie of oddball characters. I mean, it's just beautifully done and actually humorous. I'm really looking forward to seeing this film because, again, it's Wes Anderson, and when he is on, you're just going to be smiling and laughing and having the time of your life with this film.
Run down some of the other films that you're looking forward to.
Well, the one that I really am excited about, and I've actually seen it, and I'm giving everyone a heads up on it, is Beasts of the Southern Wild. This won the Sundance Best Film Award. It's a story about a father and daughter in dirt-poor Louisiana bayou country. He's a drinker. She's undereducated. They're struggling just to exist. And then Hurricane Katrina comes along. When I was looking at it, I was saying, if this had been shot in 1948, post-war Italy, and directed by Roberto Rossellini, everyone would be calling it a classic because of the kind of neorealism that's inside it. I think the film is going to get some blowback because people are not going to want to see that kind of poverty in the United States.
I remember, actually, after Winter's Bone, people were calling it poverty porn, you know, looking at the life of people who are just absolutely the bottom end of the scale.
And when you're talking about the art house crowd, they're not the people who are poor. So there's a kind of superiority that sometimes gets involved with the people watching a film like that. But it's still the director to watch. He has some techniques in there because they're really quite good.
Let's just hear a clip for the director, Ben Zelin. He's talking about the making of the film about Hurricane Katrina in southwest Louisiana while the Gulf oil spill was bubbling up.
South Louisiana is its own sort of apocalyptic landscape. It's like with the oil spill, it's like this stuff was actually kind of happening, where there was one day on the shoot where we woke up and they were talking about closing fishing for 10 years in the town where we were shooting. And that's what they do. You know, it's a fishing town. So there's a real apocalypse.
Garen Daly is with us. We're talking about, not adult films, but let's say films for grown-ups. Solid movies that you might want to spend some time with this summer. I notice there are no movies about economic anxiety or worries about the apocalypse. The only nod I see to real contemporary life is, you know, The Campaign with Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis. So a comedy.
A comedy that takes place in North Carolina, which for someone from New England, I could see that happening anytime.
But how about that theme of, you know, the serious, scary things that are going on in our lifetime now?
I think that what Hollywood has discovered is that when you take things that are too close to reality, they just don't really work at the box office. The post-apocalyptic thrillers, asteroids crashing into the earth, the seas rising, those were all big SFX-laden films that Hollywood really glommed onto about 4 or 5 years ago. Now we're starting to see more intelligent looks at what it would be like if there truly was an apocalypse, starting with von Trier's Melancholia. And now The Road. We're starting to see more and more of those. And you're starting to see an intellectual side to it. The scripts are much, much better. Here's one that I'm really looking forward to as well. It's called Seeking a Friend at the End of the World. And this is Steve Carell and Keira Knightley. And the end of the world is going to happen. There's no way of getting around it. And this is the story of two people trying to come to grips with their own past lives as well as what little future they have left. That, to me, is a very interesting premise to start exploring humanity.
The 70-mile-wide asteroid known as Matilda is set to collide with Earth in exactly 3 weeks' time, and we'll be bringing you our countdown to the end of days along with all your classic rock favorites.
So, what are you doing with the rest of your life?
Catching up on some me time, find God, maybe move around some chairs.
Maybe I'll run into you in an orgy or something.
Well, that sounds nice.
And then you have one loaded with expectations, Prometheus. This is by filmmaker Ridley Scott. So what's the buzz about this film?
Well, what I'm thinking about is what every other geek science fiction kid in the world is thinking about, going, oh my God, it's a prequel to Alien. And that's what everyone is hoping it's going to be. It's going to have that same kind of feel to it, where there is an alien character similar to what we saw in Alien and Aliens that is going to scare the bejeebies out of us in a smart and intelligent, entertaining way, which is what Ridley Scott does so well.
Well, and already we have a little bit of a signal of how different this is going to be. Part of the viral promotional campaign director Ridley Scott, he directed a kind of a creepy commercial of Michael Fassbender in character marketing his own model of android. Let's listen.
Hello, I'm David.
What can you do, David?
I can do almost anything that could possibly be asked of me. I can assist your employees. I can make your organization more efficient. I can carry out directives that my human counterparts might find distressing or unethical.
That's a great thing about an artificially intelligent product that can market itself.
When I think of David, I think of, hello, Dave.
Hal.
So it's just a little switch here where all of a sudden it is not the computer asking for Dave, we're asking for Dave.
Okay, so let's talk about someone who's made a brand of himself, Johnny Depp, in yet another Tim Burton movie, Dark Shadows, this summer.
I haven't seen the film yet. I've seen the trailers. I've read a lot about it. I'm worried about the film.
Why is that?
I think it's going to be fun. I think we're going to enjoy it. But it's part of this kind of self-consciousness, this kind of wink, wink, nod, nod to the audience that, oh, we're going to make fun of the 70s and actually playing to the audience's expectations. I have a theory that the audience has gotten way too accepting of these little nods to themselves because they don't want to go to be challenged in movie theaters. They want to be comforted. And this is a way of being comforted by laughing at their
They're
past.
In on the joke?
They're in on the joke. Absolutely.
Well, let's listen to just a little bit of the trailer from Tim Burton's film Dark Shadows, star-studded cast.
Hear me, future dweller. What is the year?
1972.
1972. My beloved Collingwood.
The Collins family.
Who the hell is this?
I'm a vampire, madam.
Yeah.
He's not staying with us forever, is he?
I like him.
Oh, Superfly. Welcome
home. Okay, so you have Superfly, you have the disco ball, you have the music, the outfits.
Believe me, we're going to see more jokes about the 70s than you can shake a lava lamp.
Yeah, so that's part of the secret of the Sacha Baron Cohen thing. You know, we're in on the joke, but
absolutely.
The innocents in the movies are not.
Right. Sacha Baron Cohen has made his stock and trade has been, we are going to go over the top. We're going to make these inside jokes. Some of them are going to gross you out, but we're going to play with all the things that you know, twist them in a way that you didn't think we could twist them, and that's going to be part of the entire movie. So when you're talking about The Dictator, they're marketing the film along those lines so that we know that what we're going to see is going to be something that we know is going to be something we know, but that's also going to be twisted, if that makes any sense at all.
I'm not sure.
I don't think it matters with Sacha Baron Cohen. But there are a couple other films that have that kind of self-consciousness that's coming out. First of all, you've got The Expendables 2, mm-hmm. okay, where you have 60-year-old action stars from the 80s pretending that they're 20 years old to make millions of dollars. That is all really self-conscious.
A little cynical, in fact. I mean, that's like a vision of Hollywood.
Well, Hollywood is cynical, and I think I'm being cynical when I say that. I haven't seen the movie. I don't know if it's going to be any good. Another one is Rock of Ages.
Tom Cruise as a heavy metal guy.
And Alec Baldwin as a long-haired owner of a nightclub. It looks like it could be a lot of fun. The music looks good. It's 80s rock. It takes place in a club, and it's all about these people singing 80s songs. So look at this. We've got something from the 70s. We've got something from the 80s. We've got 80s action stars in 2012. We are not quite sure what decade we're in.
But it's the movies, Garen. Who cares?
Nobody cares.
I guess as long as the profits are in 2012 numbers.
Exactly.
Well, Garen Daly, it's always a pleasure speaking with you. Thanks for lighting the fire under some of these films for us.
My pleasure as always.
Garen Daly, film consultant for Zoetrope Media, with a few recommendations of films for grown-ups. And you can look at some of the trailers and more on the films online at wordofmouthradio.org.
I am the shadow and the smoke.